My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in the Gospel we have heard Nicodemus coming to Jesus. And secondly, I am going to take just two verses, third chapter of John's Gospel, chapter 14 and verse 16. The Gospel of Gospels and the verse 14 is the cross, the symbol of God's saving grace. These are the two points I am going to highlight to you this evening. Before getting into that, an Irish farmer named Jack lived alone in the countryside with a small dog that he loved so much. After many long years of faithful companionship, the dog finally died. So the farmer went to the parish priest and said, "Father, my loving dog is dead. If you don't mind, could you please say a mass for him?" The priest replied, "I am sorry to hear about your dog's death, but unfortunately, I can't say mass for the poor dog." Then Jack said, "I understand, Father. I guess I will go to another church down the road. Do you think, Father, $500 is enough to donate for the service?" Then the priest replied, "Why you did not tell me that your dog was a Catholic?" You understand? Every seeker has a deep feeling that there must be something more to life, a great truth to be discovered. That was the case with Nicodemus today, who came to Jesus Christ at night because he suspected this young teacher might be the Messiah promised to Israel by God. Nicodemus learned that he must be born again. And he was. Together with his friend Joseph of Arimathea, Nicodemus lovingly cared for the body of the crucified Savior, placing it in Joseph's tomb. Nicodemus also donated 75 pounds of expensive myrrh and aloes to anoint Jesus' body after Jesus died. Nicodemus is a model of faith and the courage for all the Christians to follow. Now, Nicodemus had a wise, inquiring mind. He was not satisfied with the legalism of the Pharisees because he is a Pharisee. He had great courage. He personally sought out Jesus to ask questions and get the truth directly from Jesus' mouth. And this is the context. And what are the truths? Jesus reveals many truths to Nicodemus. Nicodemus is coming to Jesus at night, asking him different questions. And today, what is that different questions and answers that Nicodemus receives from Jesus? The chapter 3 and verse 16 is probably the best loved verse in the Bible, that is, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish but have eternal life." It is said that this is the gospel of the gospels and everybody's text. And this is the summary of the gospel message of salvation through Jesus Christ. This text is the very essence of the Gospels. It tells us that the initiative in all the salvation is God's love for man. And St. Augustine puts it, God loves each one of us as if there were only one of us to love. It also explains to us the universality of love of God. Jesus' motive is love, and God's objective is salvation. And those who actually receive the eternal life must believe in this Son. And this is one. And the second one is chapter 3, verse 14. Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That's what the crucifix that we see in the church. This crucifix, the symbol of lifted up Jesus, holds a central place in our churches because it is a forceful reminder not only of God's love and mercy, but also of the price of our salvation. In other words, we can say that there are no crown wearers in heaven. We were not cross bearers on earth. I repeat once again. There are no crown wearers in heaven who were not cross bearers on earth. Today, the greatest symbol of love is not the heart, but the cross. Today, the greatest symbol of love is not the heart, but the cross. Why? Because the heart stops beating, but the man on the cross never stops loving. Because the heart stops beating, but the man on the cross never stops loving. He who seeks not the cross of Christ seeks not the glory of Christ. And hence, no Christian home should be without this symbol of God's love. Which means, every church should have a crucifix of Jesus Christ hanging, because He never stops loving every one of us. And no house should be empty without the crucifix of Jesus, because He continues to show His generosity to every one of us. It inspires us to remove the sufferings of other people's well. It encourages us not only to feel the deep sorrow for others' suffering, but also to try our best to remove that suffering. Hence, let us love the cross, wear its image, and carry our own cross daily in order to follow Christ. And therefore, as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so also the Son of Man must be lifted up above. And that is the theology, and that is the meaning that we are going to have today. And every one of us, in fact, who is called by Christ, have faith in the crucified Jesus on the Calvary. And everyone who is named in the name of Christ should be baptized and have eternal life. Amen.